Hi, it's Alec Cable with today's dog tip. So you've done your homework, you're ready to make an incredible commitment and get yourself a puppy. You know the responsibility you're taking on, and you've thought long and hard about what kind of puppy you want and how best to pick him or her out. Or did you? When I met my lady, my last dog was a well-behaved, well-socialized grown adult. He passed and she wanted a puppy. I tried to prepare her for the storm that was coming. She said she understood, and so a very lucky stroke. My neighbors got together, a lab and a shepherd, and they had puppies. Now this was great because it enabled me to do some incredible preparation and homework. Firstly, I could observe the puppies as often as I wanted, and when they got older, I could take a couple at a time and visit my backyard. So let's talk about picking out puppies. You know, when you go to the supermarket, you just don't pick up any cucumber and stick it in your cart. No, it's gotta be a beautiful green cucumber, crisp and ripe. Many people just pick out puppies or dogs just based on how they look. But shouldn't you ask yourself what personality traits you'd most like to see in a puppy, and whether or not you want a smart dog? The best way to gauge a puppy's intelligence is to observe him. Puppies have very short attention spans. They can't focus very long on anything. Kind of like guys when you're talking about your relationship. They're on to the next thing before you can snap your finger. So if you observe a puppy that can focus for 10, 15 seconds on an object or anything, that's a great sign of intelligence. Also, watch how the puppy interacts with the other puppies. Does he leave the pack occasionally, go off on his own to explore? Or does he always cling tightly to the group? When he plays, is he dominant or is he submissive? And watch how his mother corrects him when she doesn't like the behavior. Usually grabbing him by the neck with her teeth, or pushing him down to the ground. That's another important thing to observe, how a mother corrects bad behavior in her pups. You're going to be doing a lot of correcting when you bring your puppy home. Okay, so to be prepared for your first night, your dog is going to wail and whine all night long. My wife wanted me to return him the next day. He's away from his mother and his litter mates for the first time. He's scared. He's in a strange environment, and he's calling out to them, and more than likely, he'll do it for a week or two. Do yourself a favor and get a crate, and we'll be talking about crate and potty training next time.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you. Dr. Debbie, I've got a question for you. I've got the love of my life is a 13-year-old miniature Australian Shepherd. And she's, of course, getting up a little bit in years, and her vet is wanting me to switch her over to a high-fiber food. Now, I've had her on Pedigree for quite a few years and having some challenges finding a source of that. Is, I mean, I know I'm going to have to gradually, you know, wean her over to that. Is there another possible brand I can look at? I know several in the field you're in believe strongly in the science diet stuff, and I've not exactly had the best luck with that. I want her, not that she's spoiled. I mean, I draw the line at dressing her in clothes. I will say that up front.
There's nothing, let me just say, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm with you, Judy.
I want her to have the best of what she needs because, you know, I've had her for 13 years, and Lord willing, I think she, you know, her previous vet had said she could be up to 20 years.
Well, you're doing something right, you know. And I guess the first question I would have for you, Ron, is there any kind of chronic health condition that we're dealing with? Because when we look at diets, it really depends on, not only on the age, but what other factors are going on in the dog's life. Do we have a kidney problem, arthritis? Do we have any kind of digestive issues? And that's really kind of more how I gauge a diet choice rather than necessarily a brand or a name of a food. So does she have anything going on?
The only thing she's had lately, bless her little heart, of course, here in the Midwest, we've been up to our in snow recently, and we have another front moving in about the next day. She got to a point a couple of weeks ago, she literally would not go outside and have a bowel movement because the snow was higher on the ground than she was.
Okay.
Poor thing ended up in the emergency room, and they had to give her an enema.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah,
so I see why he's recommending the higher fiber then, because he wants to keep things moving in the old bowel category, huh?
That's what my guess is, and I'm just trying to think of the best thing. One thing I will not give her is Old Roy. I'm sorry. I don't even give that
thank
to a dog.
You. Thank you.
Well, and I have to tell you, Ron, you know, everyone's different, but I haven't had a lot of success with Pedigree in my patients. Just I see a lot more inconsistent stools with that. Now, some folks say it works wonderful for them, and I'm not out to food bash, but I'd say I want to look for a good quality food. If you don't like science diet, that's fine. There's a lot of other great diets out there. I actually currently, I like a lot of the Royal Canin diets. They have different life stage. They even have some breed-specific foods. I don't know if I'll go that far to say a Chihuahua diet is different than a poodle's diet. I think that might be a little bit silly now, but I think if you're looking for good brands like Nutro, Royal Canin, if you like kind of going towards some of the more natural choices, you can look at some of the organic diets, but those can be a little bit harder to kind of stay on top of as far as in kind of a nationwide, you know, for me to advise you in your area there. But I'd say, you know, if you haven't had good success with a science diet, try another. If your veterinarian does not have a specific diet that they have in mind, because sometimes with constipation, I will use prescription level diets. And that's where science diet does have some very good therapeutic foods for pets that have constipation, that have diabetes, et cetera, as well. As Purina, which has some very nice foods for some of those types of digestive problems. So, and that would be something, you know, always ask your veterinarian as far as for these things, because some vets will carry these things in their office. Otherwise, you know, I'd say really the biggest test is going to see what she likes and what she accepts and make sure that is palatable, because no diet is going to do any good if they don't eat it.
Yeah, because we do not get table scraps.
Good. I like you, Ron. Yes. You're like hardcore. You're like me. I'm like a diet Nazi at my house. My dogs sit, and I make them take a command before they eat. And that is just a kind of a silent way of for them to learn that, you know, I'm the boss. I'm the alpha pack leader in the house. And they love their food, and they gobble it right up. And, you know, it's just a great way to kind of bond with your animal.
She's the alpha pack leader here, too. But she comes in, she snaps her rubber gloves before she puts her headphones on.
Have yourself the most blessed Christmas, and we'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.